Mike Holbin, I'm reading from the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle, is a real estate agent in Chicago. This is his second crossword for the Times, both Sundays. His starting point for the theme was 29 across, which he stumbled upon by accident. Finding other examples took weeks of trial and error. Mike's favorite clue is 46 across, which was the last one he got. I woke up one morning with it stuck in my head, he said. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. How are you?
Good, John. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Congratulations. This is maybe your 30th minute of fame, huh? Because you've had one in the New York Times before.
Right, a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think we reached out to you and weren't able to connect, but good on you. This, how much fun is it to see your beautiful puzzle there? Have you framed it?
I framed the first one from April of 23, and yeah, I think this one's going to get framed too, for sure.
Do you worry when you see it in print, like, I hope it's right, I hope there's no typos and all that jazz?
Oh, for sure. They had a small typo in the first one, so... I had a lot of people emailing me and texting me, asking me to explain it. So, yeah, I certainly hope that that didn't happen again. And it didn't. This time it went off without any errors.
And, I have started in the last few years doing these, never completing them, mind you. I mean, forget about the Friday and Saturday. I can't even get through the Sunday. But it's been fascinating to me that this is sourced from the public at large. People like you just, I guess, what, submit them and then hope you get an email saying, hey, we're going to use your puzzle. What's the process like?
The process is kind of long, and you do have to submit quite a few because they are inundated with puzzles. I think they get 300 or 400 every week. Yeah. And, of course, it's the New York Times, sort of, you know, the Cadillac of crossword puzzles. So they can be very picky. And so it's tough for them to say yes. And then even when they do say yes, they want you to change a lot of it. So it's a process going back and forth with one of their editors until they're satisfied.
Not necessarily Will Shortz?
You do hear from Will at the very end once it's been accepted, and then he emails you and asks you for some information, especially for the Sunday puzzles, because they have a little biography in there about the author. So Will writes a little paragraph, which is nice.
But I wonder, too, when they do that, like if you submit the puzzle and then you say, okay, 92 across, a variety of plant, whose name is pronounced differently in the UK than the US, just as an example. I wonder if sometimes they go, you know what, that clue isn't good enough, or the answer isn't apparent enough, and so we're going to reject it. Is that what happens sometimes?
Yeah, they'll accept the puzzle based on the theme or the basic contents, but they definitely like to go in there and change a lot of the clues. Oh. In fact, I think that's Will Shortz's main job now, is to go through and change some of the clues that he doesn't like, or he doesn't think, you know, the puzzles supposedly get harder as you go through the week. Monday's the easiest, Friday and Saturday are the hardest, Sunday is bigger, but it's more along the difficulty of a Wednesday, and sometimes he wants the clues to sort of reflect that level of difficulty.
Well, but if they don't like your clue, that's one thing. But if they don't like the answer, that is the word in the grid, then you're totally screwed, right? Does that happen too?
I mean, sometimes they'll like most of the theme. You know, Monday through Thursday and Sundays, it's based on a theme. And that's mainly, I think, what they're going for, is whether they love the theme or not. And sometimes they'll like 5 of the 7 theme phrases, and so they'll ask you to come up with a couple that they like better. So that's part of the back and forth process.
All right, but that's like saying, hey, this car that you made, I like it except for the engine. And like, no, dude, that's the car. You're asking me to rebuild the whole thing if you change the interconnected parts.
You do have to rebuild the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You do have to rebuild it if they want to change, which is, you know, it's a pain, sure, but you're very happy to hear that you got a partial yes, and you're more than happy to do it.
I get that. I get that. Well, then how many hours would you say you put into making this one Sunday New York Times puzzle?
That's a little tough to answer because, you know, you do it piece by piece. Sometimes you put it down and come back a week later. So I've never really kept track. But if I had to guess, I'd say maybe 12 to 15 hours.
Yeah. So the title of this is All Inclusive, ALL-IN-CLUE-SIVE. So there's some hint buried in, I guess, the way that's laid out there. And then there's a bunch of circled little boxes within the grid. So not only is it square, but some of them are circled as well. And then I guess those circles will spell out certain words that are related to all-inclusive, the title. Is that the game here?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So as an example, the first one, there's four circle letters. Yeah. And if you did the up and down words, you would find out that the circle letters are king. And then when you fill out the words in front of that, or the letters in front of that, and after it, it comes out as top-ranking ruler. So it's the whole thing is the same as the circle letters. Another one.
Ruler. King, that, yeah. Oh, nice. King. Oh, how clever, Dan. You came up with that. Top-ranking ruler is a king. And king is in there in ranking. So the clue, it's all-inclusive. The clue is included in the clue. It's all-inclusive. That's brilliant.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Would you like another example?
Well, I'm still working on that, and I had the K and the N, but now I've got the I and the G. So, but that's where you start when you build one of these things then, right? It's like, oh, that would be neat to have the word be a clue within the clue, and it'll be circled. And now you have to come up with a bunch of phrases that meet that criteria, right?
Exactly, right. You get a little spark of an idea. The spark came from I was cluing another puzzle, and you see this word a lot in crossword puzzles. It's ENT. It's a Tolkien tree creature, and that's the clue I was making. And I noticed the ENT was right in there, the end of Tolkien and the start of tree. And that's what gave me the idea.
Yeah, wow. So you must just be walking around with puzzles in your head all the time, or if you
unfortunately,
see an... Yes, yeah. How's the real estate business, by the way?
It's good. It's really good. My wife and I have been on a real estate team for over 30 years, so we're still going strong, still enjoying it. Certainly not going to quit real estate to do crossword puzzles because I'd never make a living off of that.
Do you get paid for this?
You do. You do get paid. But, you know, if you were to work it out as an hourly thing, it's not that much. And one thing to point out is the New York Times pays pretty well. They pay like three or four times as much as any other crossword source. Mm-hmm. So that's nice, I think.
So what is that, like $1,000 maybe?
For a Sunday, they pay $1,500.
Yeah.
And then once you get, you know, once you get to your fourth Sunday, then they up it to $2,500.
Well, all right then. I during the pandemic, I thought I like to do crossword puzzles. I'm not good at them, but maybe I could build my own. And I went to YouTube, and there's tutorials there that show you how you do it. And those were pretty helpful. If people wanted to learn, what do you recommend? And then I'll let you go, Matt, but or Mike. But what do you recommend for people if they want to try and build a crossword puzzle?
Well, you have to get a crossword puzzle app, and I recommend one called Crossfire. I think it's like $50, and it really does a lot of the heavy lifting for you. You still have to come up with the themes, which is the hardest part, but it'll help you fill in the rest of the puzzle, and then you just have to choose which words are good words to include and which ones are not. But yeah, but in the old times, people used to do it completely by hand. It's just out of their brain, which I don't understand how you would do that. That's pretty remarkable to me.
Maybe that's why I've been having trouble doing this. By the way, I got 105 across, no trouble.
105 across. I'm looking for it here. Oh, 105. Oh, yeah.
Blank Park. Blank Park, suburb of Chicago, three letters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Promise me that's Oak, right?
It is. It is.
That's the kind of puzzle I can do, and it's a pleasure to work on yours. Mike Hoban, real estate agent in Chicago, his 30 minutes of fame in the New York Times. Nice to talk to you today, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you, John. Nice talking with you.